Thanks for joining us at WHYY. I'm Matt Gillum. June is winding down and vacation season is approaching. Maybe you're keeping it small this year with a staycation, or maybe you're going big with a trip to the other side of the world. Joining us to gab about the garden and connect the wonders of far away to your own backyard is our friend, famed lecturer and horticulturalist Jenny Rose Carey. Hi, Jenny.
Hello, Matt.
Well, I thought we'd enjoy a bit of escapism this week, given it's the time of year for vacation and beach reads. If you're a plant person and want to take a trip to the other side of the world without leaving the Delaware Valley, it is the inaugural Longwood Gardens Bonsai Festival. Tell us a little bit about the artistry and craft that goes into making these uniquely tiny trees.
I will, but without really any expertise, just saying. So the bonsais at Longwood are incredible. I was there not so long ago, and outside the new glasshouse, they have a bonsai court where they have very artistically arranged these absolutely stunning specimens against the perfect backdrop, and you're just transfixed by them. So when you look at these trees, the idea is that you are making a artistic miniature version of something that would be an oak tree or an evergreen or something like that, but you're doing it and it's only a foot or two high, and then you keep them at this scale for decades by trimming their roots, by maybe using copper wire to wind around them and get that one branch to be at a certain angle. You have to be obsessive about these things. It really is at the intersection of art and science. It's pretty amazing.
You look at them and you kind of get how it's happening, but then you also think this thing is 87 years old.
I know. Yeah. Older than me, actually.
Oh, please. Well, for both of us, as we seem to be interested, there's a Bonsai Basics presentation tomorrow afternoon at Longwood and another on Sunday. Now, the key to bonsai is immense patience, which we just touched on. And you know that we love instant gratification around here, Jenny. If you want to add some international flair or wonder to your garden that might not require the tending of a bonsai tree, what are some exotic flowers or plants gardeners can pick up and start enjoying immediately?
Trip to the garden center again. So I love going to the garden center at this time and just finding what they have that's in flower. Maybe it's a lily. You know, you can grow them from a bulb and then you watch them sprout up out of the ground. But I actually like to buy a couple of lilies and keep them in a pot and then just sit it in my flower bed, in the middle of the flower bed. So it looks like I've been very clever. Don't tell anybody.
Secrets out.
I know. And then it blooms. And then when it's having its resting phase, which we know bulbs need, I just put it behind the shed and it has a resting phase back there. And then if I can keep it going for next year, then it comes back out and has its shining moment in the sun back in the flower bed.
Quite literally. You hide it away, yep. You put it out, and you spent, what, $20?
I
and
know.
There you go.
Looks like you're a very super skilled gardener there.
You make every novice look like an expert, Jenny.
I know. It's fun.
Well, we're going to bring it back to bonsai one more time. I can see you heaving a sigh.
Okay.
There is a presentation tomorrow at Longwood titled Principles of Deciduous Bonsai, and the name reminded me that you say deciduous trees are really important in the summer. How do they shine this time of year, and what do listeners need to know?
I think it's Tree Appreciation Week. And whether it's a bonsai...
Here with us, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, we're going to do that. Because when you look up and see the magnificent specimens that we can grow here in the Delaware Valley, I just had a group at my garden, and they're not from around here, and they're like, oh, wow, your trees are amazing, because we grow trees very well. And I think it's time to think, do I need to add another tree? It's not the time to plant it. That will be in the fall. But you need to source it. You need to think where it's going to go and a plan for planting it in the fall. So I'm sort of getting people to think now, look up and think, is there a place where maybe next to your patio, maybe near the street to shade your car when it's sitting there on the hot tarmac? This is the time when we begin to realize our predecessors here in the Delaware Valley really got it about trees, because they would always plant tall deciduous trees on the south and the west of their houses. And that cuts down your air conditioning bill, $$, and by keeping your house shaded. So whether it's next to a patio, to shelter a sunroom, you know, because with the best will in the world, you go in the sunroom and it's hot, you know. Right. So it's not that I have one, but if I hypothetically had one.
Oh, please, Jenny, you'd have a solarium, please.
Oh, yes. It would be full of plants, I'm sure. So when you're trying to think this year about your planning for fall, think, can I put another tree in there? Should it be, what size should it be? And really just start planning, because then by the autumn, there are tree giveaways. PHS, the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society, does tree tenders. You can join a local group and do that. And if you're interested in trees, my friend Eva Monheim does an amazing podcast called Plant a Trillion Trees. So start listening about trees and all the benefits that they bring to our world.
Well, we've been talking trees, both big and small, with author and noted plant personage Jenny Rose Carey. Thanks for the conversation, Jenny.
My pleasure, Matt.